So we're live at EXT. We've got the Big Takeover here, who are about to play us a couple of songs. Nini, hi. Thanks
Hello.
For coming by.
Thank you so much for having us here.
These guys with you. Tell me who all you have playing with you.
Okay. Well, I'm Nini Rushi, and I sing. We have here next to me Chaz Mandros. He plays saxophone. Next to him, we have Batu Atila. He plays drums. Manuel Quintana is here. He plays percussion. Rob Kistner, bass. Andrew Vogt, trombone. And Guthrie Lord on guitar.
It's quite the band.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
When did you guys get together and first start playing music together?
We started playing music together 10 years ago. We actually just celebrated our 10th year anniversary. We met in New Paltz. You know, we've had some lineup changes over the years. We've been playing for 10 years. Big Takeover.
You grew up in Jamaica. You moved here how long ago?
I moved here in 2003. I grew up in Jamaica, so I moved here when I was around 15, turning 16.
What brought you together as a band?
I met our original drummer, Sam Trudeau, in New Paltz when I was going to college there, and he was best friends with Rob Kistner, bass, and they had a love for reggae, and I loved reggae, and we became friendly, and I guess eventually we decided that a band would make sense. Well, they were already musicians, and I like to sing, but I wasn't like a singer in a band. Like, if I think back about my past, like as a little girl, I don't know if I even thought about being like a singer in a band. Like, I knew I liked to sing and I liked to sing in front of people. Okay, I guess I did think about it. So Never mind.
That's awesome. Sort of a reggae initial was sort of the direction.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we became friendly, because that was the thing that brought us together, because we realized that we liked that same style of music. And I paid attention to them because I loved that music and I didn't think that they would, but they did. They knew it better than I did. So I was very impressed and very shocked and intrigued.
And I'm wondering, what was there a reggae scene in New Paltz?
Not that I could see. No, I don't think so. Do you guys?
It's more like just a general big music scene in New Paltz, really of all types. I mean, there has been reggae bands that have rolled through, you know, on and off. But I mean, just in general, music is so big in New Paltz, between it being a college town and sort of like a place people visit a lot. So it was kind of unique. But I mean, music in general is pretty big in that area.
How does songwriting work for the band? Does somebody write the songs and bring them in and everybody flesh them out? Or
usually somebody conceptualizes. I throw that word out all the time because, you know, before a song can be made, it needs to be like almost conceived. So you need a seed. So someone has to come up with a seed. When I say that, I mean like the chord progression or a bass line. So, you know, different people for different songs have come up with the seed, you know, like sometimes it's Rob, sometimes it's guitar player, sometimes it's Chaz. You know, like Sam, when he was in the band, he was a drummer, but he conceptualized a few songs. So, you know, so whenever anyone brings a seed, we put in our little parts, all of us, and then we grow it into a song.
We're live at EXT with The Big Takeover. The album is called Silly Girl. I like that title. Is there a reason for that?
Well, there's a song on the record that's called Silly Girl. When we did that song, it just came to me that that's the name that I wanted the album to be called. And I don't know why. I just thought that Silly Girl was catchy and I wanted people to say, oh, the Silly Girl record is really good, or the Silly Girl record is really stinky. For some reason, it like sounded fun to me, like the Silly Girl record, the Silly Girl album.
That's awesome. So, what would you guys like to play first?
We would like to play Love Understands.
Do you want to say anything about the song?
Love Understands is on the Silly Girl CD. It has a really funny music video that includes us in outer space riding on the back of a dinosaur. And it also has a unicorn in the video.
And what was the reason for those two things being in this video?
Why were you in outer space? Figure it out.
Okay. Let's have you guys play now. We're live at EXT with The Big Takeover. I'm not going to be able to do that.
my baby. We are tall, don't say nothing. We are noble, don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? Oh, hear me, yeah. Let me pick you up when you're giving up my love on the side. I will tell you lies, looking in your eyes. Oh, baby, let me show you what I'm thinking about. Tell you what I've been fighting about, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why can't we understand love can be afraid? My baby, we are tall but we don't say nothing. We all know but we don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? Yeah, there. Let me pick you up when you're giving up my love on the side. I won't tell you lies, looking in your eyes. Oh baby, I can do that to you. No, 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 no. Let me love you better, let me treat you better. Oh baby, I am not having a problem now. Let me love you better, let me treat you better. Oh baby, I we are tall but we don't say nothing. We are noble but we don't say anything. Why can't we understand love when we are praying? My baby, we are tall but we don't say nothing. Oh, we are noble but we don't say anything, anything. Why can't we?
From The Big Takeover, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
I'm gonna take these pedals out. Then I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these powers out my. Then I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these powers out my. Then I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these powers out my. Then I'm gonna take it slow. I'm giving back the things that I took, yeah. I know you do not like when I get tricky. Every time you come to me, I think, why, I'm taking back the things that I took, yeah. I know you do not like when I get tricky. Every time you come to me, I think, why, I'm gonna take these powers out my head and I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these powers out my head and I'm gonna take it slow, my baby, no, no, no. I'm gonna drink thinking about the things that I said, yeah. I know you do not like when I get crazy. Every time I see your face, I think, why, I'm taking back the things that I said, yeah. I know you cannot stand my honesty, baby. Every time I see your face, I'm thinking, why, I'm gonna take this palace of love, and I'm gonna take it slow, yeah.
So we're live at EXT, the big takeover. Boy, you guys are smoking hot in this studio. It's nice. Thanks for warming it up. It's good this time of year. And that song, Paddles, from Silly Girl, the album Silly Girl. So you guys have been around for 10 years. The album's been out for a while. You guys already writing new songs for the next project?
Yes, we're working on stuff. We actually have like 3 different projects that we're thinking about. I don't know what's going to happen, we're like, we have 3 things. We have like a live thing that we're thinking about, an acoustic thing that we're thinking about, and another record.
Do you guys play acoustic often? Or
No, we don't play acoustic often. We played acoustic one time when it was a snowstorm, and this people came, but not many, but there were people there. And then somebody said, actually quite a few people, they were like, oh, I really loved that acoustic set. And we really didn't think it was that great. So to answer your question, we do not play acoustically that often, but we like the idea of the acoustic sound, and we like it enough to make an album that's all acoustic.
So that'll be interesting. So right now you're sort of weighing your options.
Yes, we might do all 3. We might do 2. We might do 1. Hopefully not 0.
I hope not 2. We really love this record. It's called Silly Girl. We're with The Big Takeover live at EXT. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and making this happen. And
thank you for having us.
Great. Do you want to say anything about Summertime in the Ghetto?
Well, it's a song that we actually are really excited to be playing now, because it's on our Tale of My Life CD, which is like an older CD from a few years ago, maybe, I guess by now, many years ago. We're excited because Manuel Quintana on percussion just added like this whole new flavor to it. So that's why I like doing it, because we're just like revamping it. So
awesome. Well, thank you guys. Live at EXT, it's The Big Takeover.
And when I'm up and I'm getting down from here, I said, take it. taking me higher and higher. Keeps getting deeper and deeper. And when I'm up and I'm getting down from here, I say, my baby, it's a summertime in the ghetto. And I look outside my window. And though yes, for real, I see a policeman just in a fella. Oh, it's a summertime in the ghetto. And I look outside my window. Oh yes, for real, I see a policeman chitting a fellow. He was a policeman chitting a robber. He was a policeman chitting a brother. Getting deeper and deeper. When I'm up and I'm getting down from here, I say, hey, it's taking me higher and higher. This keeps getting deeper and deeper. And when I'm up and I'm getting down from here, I say, oh, it's a summertime in the ghetto. And I look outside my window. And I just realize I see a policeman chitting a fellow. I saw her come and get me out of here. Summertime in the ghetto and it's getting hot. Somewhere there's an innocent man and it's getting shot. I say la-da-da-ta, la-da-da-ta, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-ta-ta. Summertime in the ghetto and it's getting hot. Summertime in the ghetto and it's getting hot.
From The Big Takeover. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.